We need affordable energy in America.
We've got to protect the environment.
The economists made some good points.
We need safer energy.
Who's right? They all are. Visit powerandcooperation.com and see why natural gas is the right answer now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Brian, go ahead and give your opinion, and then I'll give mine.
My opinion is, well, as far as the scope of it right now, I mean, it looks like it's still growing a lot. I think a lot of the people down there do have good intentions. I think a lot of them, though, you know, they don't really know why they're down there. I've seen, you know, at least the people that they put in front of the camera. But, of course, we know that they do that on purpose. They'll put the dumbest person they can, or they'll put, you know, somebody down there with the exact opposite agenda in front of the camera to try and discredit people, make them look stupid. But I think it's being noticed. I think even people in the mainstream are starting to take notice of you know, the police actions and everything that's going on with all the arrests and everything like that. But I don't know. I don't see it being resolved anytime soon. I mean, what do you think?
I've heard in the last couple of days that they found ties to Acorn. Putting people in those protests.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. There were ties to a couple of pro-Obama groups, and there's a whole bunch of people being put in there. Just like with any other movement, you know what I mean? Of course, we know this is going to happen, but yeah, I've been, you know, it really does seem that a good majority of them are put there. You know what I mean? They're not legit.
Yeah. Well, I put that on the same kind of level as the Tea Party, because after they saw that it was going to be of some consequence, they knew they had to infiltrate it as fast as humanly possible.
And now it's basically a part of the Republican Party.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been infiltrated by the GOP, and so it's taken over by them. This whole thing down there, you know, I believe that when it started, it was actually people that wanted to protest against the right thing. I mean, they're protesting against the Federal Reserve, the global elite.
And the banks not having any freaking regulations and regulating themselves. I mean, it's such a mess.
Well, that's exactly what... Look at who owns those banks, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You know...
The face of the New World Order.
A lot of those banks are owned by the same people that own the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. And the same people that own the prisons, and it's the same people that fly the drugs in and pass the tougher drug laws.
Yep.
And
people have insider trading at Wall Street down to a science, because they cause what happens, and they switch their trades.
Ryan, you just made a great point about your comment about drugs, because it's going on right now. We've got a situation here in Colorado with medical marijuana laws in California that are being raided by who people thought would be the pot-friendly Obama, and he's straight up raiding these places. And with the stroke of a pen 2 weeks ago, it is now federally illegal for any American that has a medical marijuana card holder to own a firearm. 132,000 people in Colorado, it's now against the law for them to own a firearm.
Wow.
With the stroke of a pen. This happened 2 weeks ago. Research it. Write in Google ATF and marijuana, and it will pop up. It's
I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on my show. I didn't know anything about that, man. That's awful. When did this happen? A week ago, you said?
That's my area of expertise. I'm the conservative for marijuana on this network.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, well, there you go, Rambo. You uncovered a New World Order thing right there.
So everybody that has a card in the United States to carry medical marijuana cannot own a firearm now? That is the law?
Cannot own a firearm. It is federally illegal for anybody owning a marijuana card, and the ATF has been put in charge of it. And the ATF shouldn't be called the ATF anymore. It should be alcohol, tobacco, firearms, explosives, and marijuana. That's what they should change their name to.
They're the biggest drug dealers out there. And then what they'll do is they'll go and lobby for all these tougher drug laws. The regular guy on the street will get 10 years. Meanwhile, they're flying in hundreds of billions of dollars in drugs every year. And they're laundering hundreds of billions of dollars through all these banks that we know, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo,
right.
all the other big banks that you know from around here. And nothing ever happens to them, ever. Ever. And now they're going to take the guns just, out of the medical marijuana people's hands? Why? What the hell does that have to even do with it? What does that even have to do with
it? It just blows my mind that with the stroke of a pen, they take away everybody's firearm rights that has a medical marijuana card, and they're, at the same time, the very organizations that are doing this are the same ones that have been doing the Fast and Furious scandal.
Yeah, giving all the guns to the Mexican cartels that are coming back and killing our own law enforcement. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. I haven't even heard anything about that. That's unbelievable.
Of course not. Of course not. They're not talking about it. They're not talking about it. They picked the one topic that they know they could get half the Republicans on their side because it's a marijuana issue. Marijuana's bad. That's most Republicans. Marijuana's bad. Drugs are bad. And it's so they're going to fall in the line on that and not fight about it. There's been letters sent to National Rifle Association, and National Rifle Association will not respond on that issue either.
That's unbelievable, man. I'm really pissed off, though.
Yeah, you should be pissed off. All Americans should be pissed off about this. Somebody who's 40 years old, has terminal cancer, never broke a law in their life, and the best thing for them is medical marijuana, and they're going to take away a person who has followed the laws his entire life, because he is a medical marijuana card holder. I mean, if they set the precedence with medical marijuana, what's next? Psychotropic drugs?
The DWI,
you can't have a gun. It started with felons, and then from felons it went to domestic abusers through the Brady Bill, and then from the Brady Bill it went to the crazy people, and then from the crazy people now it's the marijuana people. If anybody with a marijuana card is going on the same national registry as somebody who is a felon and will not be able to go to the store and buy a gun anymore because they have a marijuana
card. That's ridiculous. They just do that too. They don't care when they mess with your life. Just like they'll just throw you if you're in a political group that doesn't go along with the status quo, they'll just throw you on a no-fly list or a no-buy list. The same thing, you know what I mean? They'll just put you on these lists and then you just what? Your rights are just gone. That's your right in this country to carry a firearm. That's your right.
Well, we have figured out how to fight this in Colorado. We have figured it out, and we're about 12,500 signatures short in the state of Colorado from having legalization of marijuana for recreational use, 21 and older, put on the ballot in 2012. And let's see the federal government come in and stop that.
And then you won't need a card, right? You won't need the card if you're relevant.
Won't need a card. Just your driver's license.
What about right now, right? Let's say you have the card, okay? And then they put you on this list so you can't get a gun. Well, now when you get rid of the card, and if you guys get it legalized, are you going to get your gun rights right back?
It'll probably be the same situation as under the Brady Bill, domestic abusers. You can be 18 years old, get drunk, get in a fight with your girlfriend, get arrested, get bodily harm against a family member, and you got to wait 10 years and then hire an attorney and pay thousands of dollars to get your gun rights back. It's probably going to be along the same lines.
Free country, my ass. Bullshit.
It is not a free country. We live in a police state. And I might not subscribe to all your New World Order stuff, but I do agree with you 100% that we live in a police state. And there's something big going on. And I can't put my finger on it, but one of these days I will, or I'll die before knowing.
Well, there's a lot going on, and absolutely we live in a police.
Let me put it to you this way: if they pass this, and all these people, most of these people that have these medical marijuana cards are conservatives. I mean, you gotta really believe it, that it's on both sides, because I know liberals that like to go out hunting and shooting too.
Yeah,
but the fact is, the religious right
will always fall in line with taking away rights for people that use drugs. What they consider to be drugs.
But look at the bigger agenda. They're unarming the public.
I see the bigger agenda. They're looking for every reason to unarm the public. That is freaking obvious.
Yes, that's what the whole fact of appearance is about.
The means, then you think there's a different end to the means. But it's absolutely obvious that this is another concerted effort at picking out the individual group of Americans that they can get the other side to agree upon. We got felons. We got domestic abusers. No matter what the domestic abuse is, I mean, obviously, if a domestic abuser beats his wife half to death, he's going to be a felon, right?
Yeah.
Right. So if you get into a scuff with your wife, drinking and partying, I mean, really, if it's a misdemeanor, you shouldn't have your rights taken away for the rest of your life.
No.
It's an unalienable right that we're supposed to have. And,
right.
And there's this, this attack on marijuana users is nothing but an attack on individual Americans, and it's not going to stop here. It's going to go
to
something
else. Thing. That's the thing. That's the thing is that people see they use the same trick, and they'll target a group, right? They'll target a group like the marijuana smokers. So all these other people that don't smoke the marijuana, right? They think it's cool, okay, go after them. But they don't realize they're going to come after you next, you morons. They're going to go after everybody
right.
one
yeah.
group at a time.
Yeah.
It's setting precedent. All it is setting precedent.
What, Rambo, this kind of goes along with what you and I were talking about personally the other day about, like, teenage sex and how the, you know, a kid that's 18 years old and has a girlfriend that's 16 and they're having sex, but, and that kid, they get busted, that kid is labeled as a sexual predator the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life, right. Right, they have the four-year law in Colorado. See, Colorado is weird, but it's definitely a state's rights state more than any other state in America. But when it comes to that, they have the four-year rule. And so basically, if they're 4 years apart, then it's not statutory rape. So 19, 18, 17, 16. A 19-year-old can be with a 16-year-old. A 16, I mean, you gotta draw the line somewhere with something like that. But yeah, I get your point, Mike. To be labeled something for the rest of your life for making one mistake that wasn't a huge mistake, it's absolutely ridiculous. And see, that's the question you've got to be asking is, where do you draw the line? What is crazy? What is crazy? What is domestic abuse? They don't have an answer.
Yeah.
They want a broad term. They want a broad term so they can throw everybody under that envelope.
Yeah.
If they want to tag you crazy, they can tag you crazy and take away your firearm rights. I mean, that's all there is to it.
And, guys, honestly, we all know how many times domestic abuse charges can be bullcrap. I mean, come on. I'm not saying they all are, but I mean, 50% of the time, I mean, there wasn't even anything going on, and the cops get called. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if the cops are called and they come there, somebody goes to jail.
Exactly. Dude. So if they're called at all, if you have a neighbor that's too nosy, well, guess what? You're going to go to jail.
Really?
And so now you can't have a gun for the rest of your life because you had some freaking neighbor that was up your ass all the time. And that's what happens. You know what I mean? That's what really happens with stuff like that all the time. People are fighting, people are nosy, people call the cops, and then they come arrest you.
And it's so much now that it's always guilty until proven innocent.
Oh, my God, man. Everything in this country is, if you get arrested, and they'll, like, well, a friend of mine recently, okay, he got arrested for something, and he just got arrested, so he hasn't gone to court, anything like that. Well, they hold him his car. Well, how the hell can you hold his car if he hasn't even been found guilty of anything? Now the kid can't have a car? You know what I mean? Like, how's he supposed to work? What if he's innocent? Now you're just going to give him his car back and say, we're sorry?
Well, look at this one. Up in, not Michigan, but up is one, I think it's Massachusetts. They just made it a law up there. I don't know if it's Massachusetts or Connecticut or one of those places up in there, one of those little northeastern towns or states, that if you get a ticket, you have to pay the ticket regardless of if you fight it or not.
Wow.
It's automatic.
Well, in Texas, if you get pulled over for no insurance, they take away your car.
Like, take it and keep it? Or just take it until you have to pay a toll charge
and
all that crap?
They take it and they impound it. And obviously, if you don't got insurance, you can't afford to pay for it. And if you've ever had a car impounded, you know how much that is.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's already a buck 40 before they even get it to the tow yard.
Yeah, and that's about 125 a day.
Yeah.
So if you guys,
that thing with the marijuana, that's bothering me, man. I can't believe that they did that. I can't believe that I haven't heard of any of this. Yeah, I don't even live out there, and you know, I don't even, you know, I don't even, I'm not even a COD member of, you know, COD carrying marijuana, and it bothers me a lot, man. You know,
you got to think of it from this perspective that 132,000 Colorado citizens lost their rights. There's 4 million people in Colorado. That's what, 5% of the population?
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a large percentage of the population just strip away their rights.
Yeah, and then if you break it down the numbers and make it, you know, into people that are over 18 and everything like that, I mean, it's even a larger percent of those people. That's crazy, man. Well, at least they got people like you on the side fighting for it, because I tell you what, I can tell that you're driven about this. I can tell you're not letting
well,
it go.
Well, I actually have ballots, or not ballots, but the things I get signatures on, what the hell you call that?
A petition.
Yeah, I got the petition ballots being sent to me from Denver, 1,000 of them, and I'm putting them in all the dispensaries here in the Four Corners, and
yeah.
I'm going to go out door to door and try to get as many signatures as I can. We need 12,500. Figured if I can give them 1,000, that'd be good help for one person.
Yeah, definitely. I hope you guys make it, man. I mean, how much time do you have to get this done?
To the end of this month.
Oh, Ramble, you ought to send some of those up here, because you know damn well up here where I'm at, there's a shitload of those people.
Well, I'll get you the number. I'll get you the number. You call Denver and they'll send them to you.
I mean, I'll go for that, and I don't even like marijuana.
Well, we can't sign nothing to you, right?
Liking,
you don't live there.
It's not about liking marijuana, Mike. It's about individual freedom and liberty. It's about releasing the political prisoners in our state prisons that are in for petty use. It's about taking a little piece of the police state away. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
It's not about my head. It's about
my best friend's doing 11 years right now on a drug charge that pedophiles will get out in two. 11 years. And these people that pull all this stuff behind the scenes, nothing happens to any of them.
Well, that's what I was saying, Rambo. I don't even like marijuana, but I would even go for that petition because of what's involved with it.
Yeah, it's about freedom.
Can we help out, Rambo, or do we have to live there to sign it?
Got to live here to sign it. It's got to be 50,000 registered Colorado voters.
Okay, that's what I figured.
And like
I wish there was something we could do.
12,500 left, so we're on our way to finishing this.
Good.
And I have faith in the people of Colorado who 11 years ago now passed medical marijuana. I believe that people in Colorado are truly freedom-loving people, and that's the liberals and the conservatives both. And I believe that we'll pass it. I believe we get it on the ballot, it's as good as passed.
And what do you think the feds are going to do about that? Make friggin' Denver a no-fly zone?
That's what they're going to have to do. That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to run in on 4 million homes to stop that.
Well, you know.
Man, I hope you guys do it.
Sir, I agree with you about the freedom-loving thing, regardless of party. I mean, Rambo, you've lived up here in Leadville, and you know most of these people up here hate government.
Yeah, they do.
That's one of the reasons I love this town. This town, I mean, 90%, I would say a pretty safe bet on about 90% of them hate the government. That's why they live up here. So, yeah, I can agree totally with Rambo on that one about Coloridians.
Maybe I need to make a trip up there.
You make them sound like Davidians, Mike. You make them sound like Davidians, Mike. Coloridians.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Brian. If you ever do come up here, you may not ever want to leave. I came up here.
I didn't.
On a one week. I came up here on
I'm
a one-week
Dallas.
Vacation.
I'm
moved
Dallas.
Here
I came
two
up here
weeks
never
later. I came up here on a one-week vacation and moved here 2 months later.
How long ago was that?
2 years ago.
Wow. How long have you been there, Rambo?
Same thing. I did the same thing. I came up here, and I've been here for 8 years.
Wow. Where were you before?
Dallas, Fort Worth.
Cool.
And that, I was close to there when I moved up here. I was in Pilot Point, Texas.
That's the one thing every host on my network has in common. Every one of us have lived in Texas.
Wow. Well, not me, but I'm not on your network. But I've always lived up here. It's all right up here. People are all right. I mean, it's the same as anywhere, really. I wish more people were awake, that's for sure. But, you know, I'm trying, you
well,
know. Trying.
That's why we do these shows.
Yep, that's why we do it. That's why I sit people down and talk to them.
Speaking of awake, I see anybody that collects bullets, beans, and rice as being awake. And that's my personal thought.
Yeah.
Or at least on their way.
It doesn't matter your ideology. If you know that the shit's going to hit the fan and you need to be prepared for it, you're awake. Today's paranoia is tomorrow's preparedness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm going to let y'all get back to your show. I'm going to listen. thanks for the conversation.
Well, actually, Rambo, I never got to chime in on your question about the stuff that going on with the Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Well, personally, while I applaud the people that are actually there trying to make a change against this, I fear that since it is infiltrated, I'm wondering how long it's going to be until they pay people to be violent. To make the nonviolent people there look like the. Of course, you know, once there's an allegation, nobody remembers the. And even if they're cleared of it, nobody remembers that they're cleared. All they ever remember is the allegation.
Right, kind of like my hate group. Kind of like my hate side.
Right.
Exactly. They give it a week before they have saboteurs get the thing out of control, and then they really bring the police state down hard on it.
Well, this happened in Oakland in 2008. Same thing happened in Oakland, and the ties went all the way to the White House through Van Jones, if y'all know who Van Jones is. And Van Jones's people were in the streets of L.A., or in the streets of Oakland. Everywhere a riot went on, Van Jones group's people were there. And I believe that this group will be infiltrated, and if we're going to see blood in the streets, people burning police cars, this is going to be the time. It's going to be this Occupy thing that starts it.
Well, I think that since it's getting so big all across the country, that they might use, if it's nationwide, then they might use it to declare the martial law.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. They're going to use the saboteurs in a few of the cities. They're going to break some windows, start some little fires and stuff. Then the cops will start beating up the protesters. It'll get out of control. They'll roll in with the sound cannons and all that crap. And like you said, then they'll end up calling martial law across the country because it's in so many cities.
They already started bringing troops in to handle this. From what I understand, there's already ununiformed troops in the streets near a lot of those protests.
It's getting big up here, man. Sure. I didn't realize how big it was until tonight, and it looks really big down there, in Boston.
Another thing about that is that they've already. If you notice, I posted one of the pictures in our show group there, Rambo, on the NoPC network, and I kind of made a light of a joke of it about really sticking it to the man, but it was a guy that was taking a dump on a police car. I mean, they've already got people doing stuff like that. I mean, that's an escalation. So how long is it going to be till there's an all-out confrontation escalation?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I give it another week before it really hits the fan.
I've got out to my Tea Party people as much as I could because I am a Tea Party guy. To not get involved in this. Don't get involved in it at all. Don't let any of this stigma come over our way. Just stay out of it. This is not our battle. This is not our battle. And I don't think anybody from my team should be involved in it. We have our own.
Like I said, I do applaud the people for what they are standing up for. I do applaud that. But as far as involved in it, I just see the kind of the handwriting on the wall with it. And that's what bothers me about the whole thing. So that's my take on it, Rambo. I applaud them. I hope that they can keep it peaceful, but I have a feeling that they're going to not allow it, because I think they've let it go this long because I think they thought it would just go for a few days and then dwindle out. I don't think they thought it would get this big.
Right. I don't think anybody thought it. It's all the way over here in Colorado. They have occupied Denver, occupied Grand Junction.
I saw it.
We don't got an occupied Cortez yet.
I saw it in Denver. I was in Denver, and when I drove past it, I didn't realize that's what it was, but it was right in front of the Federal Reserve Building in Denver, and their mint. And it didn't occur to me until I got home. Otherwise, I probably would have stopped and at least said hi.
You should have stopped and got an interview.
Yeah.
That's what we need somebody to do. We need somebody to get some of these people on our networks.
You're right.
If I get one, Brian, I'll share it with you on your network.
All right, man. I'll do the same.
Great. Well, guys, I'm going to listen and doze.
Doze, huh?
All right, Rambo. Have a good one.
It started snowing here again, Rambo.
Not here. We got snow last week, but that was it. But the mountains are white.
Yeah, well, it's been sputtering here all evening.
Yeah, but that's not a shock at 10,200 feet.
I know. But anyway, Brian, I think with this Occupy Wall Street thing, I think we're gonna, you and I are gonna be sitting here watching this and sitting there shaking our heads like, you know, we called it.
Oh, absolutely! It's bound to happen.
This is one of those situations out of all you know, when I talk about conspiracy and agendas and different things like that, this is one of them that I'm hoping I'm wrong about.
Yes,
I don't think I am, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. I honestly didn't think it was going to get this big myself. I mean, it's really all over the place right now.
Yeah, before it happened, somebody sent me to the website of where they were calling for people to do this, and I was like looking at it, and I was thinking, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But it surprised me. And, you know, anybody that's going to sit there and protest the global elite, you know what I mean, I don't think they realize that's who they are protesting, a lot of them. But they're protesting the global elite, they're protesting the Federal Reserve, they're protesting these people that have had us under their thumb under the name of capitalism, which is a buzzword, folks. I mean, what they do is not capitalism.
I agree with that, Mike. We don't live in a capitalist society anymore.
Yeah, and what these global elite have done over the years is systematically eliminated capitalism for a fascist society and a fascist corporate setting. Because Wall Street, like I said, insider trading down, they cause what is happening at Wall Street.
Yes.
And then they trade against what they're causing.
And they let them make a bunch of money up front, too, before it all went south. A bunch of money up front. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm almost to the point to where I think that the whole thing of Wall Street is just a payoff system to those that are loyal to these elite.
Yeah, I mean, it basically is. I can't argue with that.
a covert, looking like it's legit payoff system.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at how many different politicians, I'm sure, trade on and they're told what to trade on ahead of time.
Yeah, you can't lose. And then if you do lose, the government just comes in and bails you out and comes and takes your house.
Yeah. Oh,
hey guys. I got one more thing here. You know, you mentioned earlier, Mike, about the global elite wanting to bring the world's population down to 500 million.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
If you take the number of people in the world and or vice versa and divide it by the square footage of the state of Texas, every individual in the state of, in the world would get 1,200 square feet of Texas.
Yeah.
So that's their overpopulation right there.
Overpopulated. We could handle all the 10 billion people, no problem.
I've said it before on my show. If you take every single person on the planet and you put them shoulder to shoulder and front to back, they would all fit in an area the size of Miami, Florida. If that doesn't put our population, quote-unquote, problem in perspective, I don't know what will.
Wow.
We are not overpopulated. We're mismanaged, but we're not overpopulated.
Yeah.
And if these global elite would leave the resources alone and let us do with them the way we should, and the way we want to do with them, there is not a resource problem either. They're paying off farmers in the Midwest not to grow crops. And they've been doing that since the late 70s.
Well, on top of that, they give subsidies to people that grow corn. And that's why we have all this corn crap and everything we freaking eat. And giving corn subsidies is kind of stupid because even for biofuel, corn is a lot less, contains a lot less oil than a lot of other plants do. So it's stupid they give any individual American any advantage over another. I mean, what's the deal on this corn stuff?
Back in the 70s, when they started paying off the subsidies to the farmers not to grow, we were buying our. And this is during the Cold War, folks. We were buying corn from the Russians. We were importing corn from the Russians during the Cold War.
Yeah, because the Cold War was probably a bunch of BS. They probably
shipped the world.
That was just, that was just for them two to build up their arms and build up everything else. And
well, see, they always have to have an evil enemy. For this, back during the Cold War, it was those evil Soviets. Right, mm-hmm. Just before the end of the Cold War, first we know about the Iran thing with Reagan and Carter. That was when we started having problems with the Muslims. Because they knew here pretty soon after that they had to create a new evil enemy.
Yep.
Before the Cold War was ended.
It's always a boogeyman. Always a boogeyman. And it's always somebody that, you know, it's usually like a, you know, it's like a faceless enemy almost with an endless goal. You know what I mean? Like the war on terrorism, the Cold War. Like, what's the goal? You know what I mean? There is no goal. You know what I'm saying, right? There's no clearly defined goal. You're in it forever.
Yeah. I think it's funny that they use the same type of media propaganda with the Muslims as they did with the Russians during the Cold War.
Yep. Oh, because those tricks will work forever, man, because the only people who are awake are the people like us. So those people that were susceptible to the tricks the first time, they're susceptible to them again, unless they've woken up in the meantime. You know what I mean? They'll fall for it every time.
Oh, they use the same tactics over and over because they work.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If those people don't wake up in the meantime, the same tricks will work over and over again because they don't know. They don't realize.
Whoever it was that said history repeats itself was absolutely correct. And I believe whoever said that was actually one of the global elite because they know that they use the same tactics. And, folks, once you start... for the new people out there, and I brought this up on Brian's show earlier, the new people out there, if you sit there and you start researching this stuff, go back into real history, not the crap they taught you in school, and not the stuff they teach you in the universities, go dig for the real history. It's out there. And if you start looking at their tactics, and you start seeing it over and over and over, and after a while you can sit there and watch the mainstream media and see them doing something and actually be able to start picking out what the real agenda is within this. And then it doesn't look like people like me and Brian are so crazy, because you start seeing it.
Yeah, you know, we don't make stuff up, folks.
Huh?
I was just telling people real quick that we don't make this stuff up. You think we want to come up here and make up lies? No, this is all real. I mean, this is what's going on.
Let me put it this way: what advantage do I have to making anything up?
Exactly. You're only going to kill your reputation, and nobody's going to want to listen to you if you get proven a liar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me too. I mean, I'm just starting. I just started like a week ago. You think I want people to think I'm a liar? I'll never get anywhere. Nobody will ever listen to me. I want everybody to hear me. I want to get the message to as many people as possible. I'm careful before I say something to people or in public. I'll study something for months and months and months until I'm totally sure before I even mention it.
Yeah, cross-reference everything.
Yeah, you got to be responsible about it, guys, because if you're not, you know, all it takes is you to reach too far one time, and then people use that to discredit you and everything, and that's not even fair, but that's how it is, especially in this business.
You found that out with Alex Jones.
Yep.
We were talking about this earlier on your show. You know, the whole thing with Alex Jones, he gives you about 90% truth. And believe me, a lot of the stuff he does talk about is really going on. But he twists it about 10% to go along with their agendas.
Yep. And by giving you 90% of the truth, guys, it's the first time you've heard that for a lot of people. He's the first guy, you've heard say all these things to people like, 9/11's an inside job and all this stuff. So of course you trust him. You think he's a patriot. You hear him talk about GMOs and vaccines and global depopulation and terror, false flag terrorism. So you're like, yeah, wow, you know, this guy, you know what I mean? And then he has all these guests on. But you know what? That's all just to gain your trust. And then when it comes down to it, when it comes down to the core issues or getting solutions, he has no solutions, first of all. And then whenever you're getting close to the truth on anything, whether it be 9/11 or whether it be, like, say, getting close to, you know, finding out who's really pulling some of the strings behind some of the things that are going on, he just puts that smoke screen up. And, he does anything to get you distracted from it, whether it's just put out that bland word, the globalist, and it's crazy. You listening to him, you would think everything is just the globalist, the CFR and the trilateral and the Bilderberg. And there's so much more to it than that. I mean, there's so many other things out there than that. And I could go on for a while about this, but I just want to touch on one more thing while we're talking about Alex. And that's one of his main things that he always says is that how he's getting censored by YouTube, and he's getting censored by Google, and they're changing the search results, so when people are looking for alternative news, and hey, he's not coming up unless people link to the articles himself, yada, yada, yada. He says all this, guys. Listen, he censors you guys, okay? He censors his listeners out there, and I didn't know this, all right? But he does do this. If you bring up any of his questionable connections to any of these groups, like the John Birch Society, the Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, anything like that, okay, first thing he'll do is, if he can, he'll just hang up on you. If he can't just hang up on you, he'll basically, you know, attack you, and then your call will actually get erased from the log. So anybody that listens to the replay, guess what? Anytime you bring up anything like that on a show, he's going to erase it from the log. And not only that, if you go to Prison Planet Forum, and if you try to type in the words Knights of Malta, okay, for instance, and I don't know if there's other search terms out there that won't work, and I'm sure there probably are, but if you put Knights of Malta in, you type it in the Prison Planet Forum, guess what? It goes through, like it looks like it goes through, and then when you go to look for it, it's not there. You're not allowed to post it. If anybody posts anything about the Vatican, he disables the comments. And in the whole 10 years, there's only been one article written about it. And, I mean, I had no idea until I broke out of that Alex Jones mental box that there were even all these other groups that I just mentioned. I had never even heard of them. Heard of them. Because, like I said, I spoke up a year ago, then I was in the Alex Jones mental box for about 10 months, and about 2 months ago I found out some things, and I went back and I reassessed the way he attacked these things and how obvious it was to me about what his agenda was, and I started looking into his character. And the guy that you people think is the leader of the truth movement, I'm sorry, he's a fraud. He's an absolute fraud. You guys, you know what the best thing you guys can do, and I don't expect you guys to be able to look into every person. Not everybody has time to individually look into everybody and check out their background, okay? But there's a lot more stuff on this guy. And we can give you a link or something later. I have like a whole playlist of stuff if you guys want to check it out. But basically what you guys gotta do is the same thing you used to do. Do your own research. Don't fall into being part of a sheeple again. You can be awake and still be a sheeple. You can. Because you can just blindly follow somebody because you like to listen to them on the radio or you like to watch them on YouTube. You've got to do your own research or else you're never going to really get to the truth. I've been going on for a while, Michael. I'm sorry. I don't mean to take up all your time, man.
It's okay, buddy. I totally agree. That's why I tell people, don't ever take anything I take for anything.